Et
There's
assim.
a lot of things. I made sure, I always encourage my people.
Ouais.
I made sure that Librairie Racine, that the city of Montreal buy my book from Librairie Racine.
Mm-hmm.
But there needs to be
a
reciprocity.
I like
yes.
that.
Okay. So you're not there yet?
I used to.
But
now I am not.
You're not anymore.
So.
Oh.
Where but books, you know, it travels.
Mm.
Okay, it travels.
Well
let's put it that way.
That's it.
And yes.
So now, so those are where, and can people get it, contact you online? So let's
yes,
give people
they
the
can.
Contact.
Yes,
so
of course.
They can
thank
contact.
You. Thank yep. you. On Facebook, it's Maïmelle, Maïmelle, LG Féminin, but you will find me. Mm-hmm. And Instagram, which I did, I think, 2 days ago. So, you know, I'm very late.
Welcome to Instagram.
You could do a lot of business with on Instagram.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I know a lot of self-published people that are...
Nice, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this is what I need. What I really would like to be, it's in schools.
Okay.
In yeah. schools, because I think teenager needs to read that to see themselves.
Mm.
And they learn about culturally. They learn
that.
A lot.
So definitely, and that's if that's where you want to go, that remind me, and let's talk about it like offline, so to speak, because
yes.
Like we do have a lot of relationships with schools, like that we could help to leverage and help
and
to,
when and it comes in English, it's gonna come. Let's say at the beginning of next year,
yep.
that's is going to be available for everyone.
Amazing.
So now this has been exceptional. So now, like we like to give our guests an opportunity to leave us with some empowering words for our listeners.
Yes, and it's interesting because you talk about it, but I'm going to talk about it with my eyes. Work.
Mm.
Okay, but work is comment je pourrais dire, it's an equation.
Right.
Work equals the force times the distance, okay?
Mm. Mm-hmm.
The distance, you all know, okay, it's a meter, kilometer.
Mm-hmm.
What is a force? The force is the mass times an acceleration.
Mm-hmm.
You know what is a mass. What is an acceleration? It's not speed.
Mm.
Acceleration is a difference in your speed. So you do understand to have work, you always have to push.
Mm.
You always have to push. You have to take a pause sometime,
yes.
relax,
yeah.
but you have to work because if you start, you stop working, time is continuing. You're going back.
Wow.
That's the thing of perception, like yes. your three dimension. Okay.
So I had to snap that. That was dope. That was,
okay. Okay.
That was some empowering words.
Yes. Okay.
So I thank you so much for being an exceptional guest this morning
Amazing.
With us on
How
the Empower Hour on the Business Zone segment.
How much are your books? Quick.
Mm. Okay.
We'll let you go.
One, if you pass through me, of course, it's $20. But if you take the three of them, I leave them for $50. Okay?
Oh, true. And we didn't mention, it's a trilogy, guys.
Yeah,
we didn't
yes.
even mention, that's true. Yeah, we're looking at all three books right now. And
yes.
if you show people on our live what the covers look like so people could check it out. But yeah, so it's a trilogy.
Dans l'œil de l'ouragan.
Mm-hmm.
Diaspora Lacaille, tome 2, d'héroïne en anti-héroïne. You understand it won't be good. And then, this is very important. Moi, Joseph et la police, because I call it as a manifeste poétique, because I needed to put out there what was a black woman in the literary imaginary. I don't know. Dans l'imaginaire littéraire du Québec, what is a black woman?
Yeah.
It's not a clown as they want to portray us. It's us. We have to talk about us.
I love it.
And there's always pictures, always pictures, always pictures, because we have to see ourselves.
Very
so,
nice.
So,
fantastic. Exceptional.
Merci
thank
beaucoup.
You. Thank you.
Muchas gracias. Obrigada. thank you.
Doing languages today, too.
Merci en pile. I forgot.
Thank you, Maïva. Thank you for being with us.
Welcome to the OFC Community Updates. Bringing you the past, present, and future community news.
There is some change. Not in the system.
Woo-wee! So you guys know what time it is. Community update time. And so we're going to dive and hit them hard.
Yes, we are. But first, I'd like to send my condolences to Rest in Power Paul McCream, who passed away last Sunday. A father, a teacher, a family man, and a man of the community.
Hmm.
So rest in power.
He will
Paul
be missed.
McCream.
He's an exceptional man.
Current events, we mentioned it last week, just reiterating, the Afros Youth Summit is hosting a conversation on racism in Quebec on December 8th and 9th. You can join on you can join them on their Zoom to hear panelists discuss subjects pertaining to education, economic development, justice and justice and racial profiling, mental health and cultural diversity.
Who's responsible for this again?
It's the summit.
The Afro Youth Summit. You asked me the same thing last week.
The summit. Edouard Circle.
That's so people
you can visit.
Know.
You can visit their website. I was getting to that. Y'all didn't even let me finish.
I know. Too be jumping all over.
Tell you. Please visit Thierry. www.sdesj.org/conversations.
So I'm going to tell you something.
Uh-huh.
The reason why I keep asking is because I
I'm sorry, Tim. What was that?
I did that again. Sorry.
Stop pressing buttons.
He's always trying to shut us down.
Jeez Louise. That's what he
does. So, no, I'm asking the question because I don't remember. And okay. You know, and to be frank with you, I think there's something to say, in essence, that we don't talk in this city. And I know of Edouard. Edouard's actually a neighbor of mine. Mm-hmm. But I never hear about this thing. And when now I'm on it right now, and I gotta ask Edouard a question. Why is there no youth? I'm seeing a bunch of old people talking about youth.
Good question.
That's a big problem.
It's a very good question.
You can't say that you're speaking for young black people, and young black people do not have the floor. So I think we need to redefine and revisit our generational relationships. This idea that kids should be quiet and should shut up while adults are talking. Let me tell you something. It's not going to fly with them. Mm. The next generation doesn't want to just listen. They want to contribute to the conversation.
Amen.
I like
so
it.
When I look on this right now, I'm seeing a black man that's about 45, 50. I'm seeing a black woman that's about 65. I'm seeing another black man that's about 60. I'm seeing another black man that's 60. So I'm seeing a lot of black men. And then their main speaker seems to be an international voice, Lilan Thuram. I understand that he's hot. I understand he has a book out. But we just got Mayimel.
Exactly.
Why do we have to go in France and get a black man
we
to talk about
right
Quebec realities? What does Lilian Thuram know about systemic racism in Quebec? He knows about French systemic racism. But I would much rather we invite Mayimel to come and speak. I would love to hear a black woman from Montreal that experienced racism in different regions. And we have to get out of ourselves in always giving the voice to only older black men.
I like that. Thank
because
you.
We,
for being
we talk
that.
About racism all the time, but there's a thing called patriarchy and there's a thing called sexism.
Yeah. Yes.
You know?
And
if I'm a black woman looking at this right now, I'm seeing way too many black men speak and not enough black women. There's one black woman on this program, and that's it. I see, if I look in between the lines, I'm seeing, okay, there's a little bit more than one black woman. I'm seeing Gabriela Quinte. I'm seeing another one here, another one there.
All right. Well, so visit the website.
No, but I'm.
You can see.
No, I want to talk on this.
Okay.
Great. Like, he's speaking his truth, Gina. He's speaking his truth.
But I'm looking at your main.
You are telling us. But speaking of black women, I appreciate you, Tammy. I really do.
The headliners are a bunch of men, and there's one black, and then you have to look in between the lines and see. So for those of you not seeing this, they're like snapping their fingers at me, like, hurry up, Terry.
Well, they could see.
I know.
So we appreciate that, Terry. And speaking of women, I know that there's such a thing called the Advent calendar.
Right.
Not my thing. I don't really care about it. Mm-hmm. But what I'm going to do is Black History of December, right?
Okay.
So what happened today X amount of years ago. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to do a little ode to black women in history, or her story.
Yeah.
So in December 1st, 1955, Rosa Parks changed seats. Black women in history.
All actually, right. Do you know that the original story was a 15-year-old black woman? So Rosa Parks was made to be the face of civil rights movement, but there was a 15-year-old. Look it up. I'll look it up actually while you keep going.
I did not know that, and I love this education. Go ahead.
Oh, and just to note that I got these from blackfacts.com,
okay.
And I signed up too, so that was pretty dope.
I shared it on our page.
Oh, perfect. So December 2nd, 1969, Marie V. Britton Brown. Sorry, I said that in French. She's fully American. Mary V. Britton Brown. She patents the home security system. So she designed home security systems. You know what we all use at home?
ADT.
ADT? Is that a plug?
I know. It's not a plug. Anti-plug.
So thank you, Mary, for that. And December 3rd, 1970. Jennifer Josephine Hostin became the first Black Miss World. Okay, 1970. Right.
Thank you for educating us on that. Absolutely.
And this is a little bonus. It's not a woman, but in December 3rd, 1922, Ralph Gardner was born in Cleveland, Ohio, and he was a pioneer chemist who researched into plastics that led to the development of hard plastics. So all y'all bring in containers to the Christmas dinners and stuff.
Yeah,
you need to thank Ralph Gardner.
I am anti potluck, so that ain't happening for me.
No, I'm talking about to take leftovers home.
Nah, nobody. I don't eat from nobody.
Not your parents.
No, I thought you meant at work. Sorry, no, I'm anti potluck. I'm so sorry.
Oh no, I bring the food that I eat. Okay, I'm sorry. When you're coming home.
Sorry, I heard that.
And in family dinners, and you want to bring some leftovers.
Well, I cook, so everyone's gonna. Yeah. Anyway, okay.
Okay, well then not you, Trish.
Okay, sorry.
Don't thank Ralph.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Thanks, Ralph.
A reminder, Nadu Designs is still doing their week of holiday savings. So check them out at www.nadudesigns.com. That's NADUDESIGNS.com.
So I found the real original story to Rosa Parks, and it's Claudette Colvin.
That's right.
All right, Colvin. You guys look her up. Claudette Colvin was actually the first woman on March 2nd, 1955. She was arrested at the age of... That's why I love my young Black people. She was arrested at the age of 15 years old for refusing to give up her seat to a white woman on a crowded, segregated bus. This actually occurred 9 months before the more widely known incident in which Rosa Parks was actually pushed forward by the NAACP. And when I talk about patriarchy, and the problem we have amongst Black people with our Black woman, watch this. For many years, Montgomery's Black leaders did not publicize Colvin's pioneering effort. You want to know why? Because she was an unmarried teenager at the time and was reportedly impregnated before to a married man. Ooh. So this misogyny and patriarchy killed the voice of the original Rosa Parks for the single reason that though she was courageous enough to speak her truth, though she was powerful enough to say no to a white woman, not about getting back to the bus, the white woman showed up to her and she said, I ain't moving. So it's different than Rosa saying, I'm not going to the back of the bus. This story, Claudette Colvin's story, needs to be told more because
absolutely,
this is insane. This is showing us that we as a culture and as people have our own taught way to... do you think this would have happened back home? In like maybe not a Christian monogamy kind of like white supremacist kind of system? No. We embraced women regardless of because of the way... But now, because she was not married, because Christians said this and Catholics used to say that, she was pushed aside because she had a child with a married man.
That's wild.
But she's the original. She's the original Bob Marley, the original trendsetter, the original Martin Luther King, whatever you want to call her. But Claudette Colvin, you are known, you are heard. And yes, shout out to Rosa Parks, but she did it 9 months before. So shout out to you, young
I man. Shared that on our page for those who want to check it out.
Yeah, definitely check that
this
out.
This is the Empower Hour. We empower and educate. Dope.
That's some herstory. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Also, tune in to Keith Dean and Bobby Payne and their entire digital movement on Twitch.
Hey.
There's a lot going on Twitch.
There is.
Let's go support.
Shoot. Shout out DJ Blaster. His birthday just passed.
Happy birthday, Blaster.
Shout out to Sala Wilson on successfully defending his doctorate dissertation at the York University. So congratulations.
Yes. Hey, that's my university. Woo!
Is it?
Yeah. I went to school in Toronto.
Nice.
Yeah.
Also, if you need some motivation on Mondays, because you know Mondays are a little rough sometimes, Wake, Bake, and Motivate with Preach on Reststream. Nothing but positive vibes. We like that.
Yeah, we like positive vibes. You know it.
You know the vibes.
Mm-hmm.
And also to note, the Black Cultural Society of Prince Edward Island hopes to increase the community engagement. They held their first town hall last Friday night with financial security, businesses, mental health, and community engagement as their main topics. The turnout was small, about 20 people at the conference center, Confederation Center, excuse me, of the arts, and another 10 online. While it was a small group, there was very good engagement and a lot of good suggestions. So shout out to the Coming Together of the Black Communities across the country.
I love that. That's what's happening right now, yo. It's a national move.
Only 20 people. That's a problem also.
But it's starting. Yeah. Come on, we gotta start.
We gotta show
That's what
up.
I'm saying. People are like investing their time and putting their
show
stuff on.
Up, 20 people. Show up.
Listen, show up.
I've never been to Prince Edward Island. I don't know what the black population is there either.
Right.
So
true.
I mean,
online. You said it's also online.
Yeah, 10 Well, 10 I didn't hear about it because I'm not from PE. Like, 10 I didn't even know online. On. So this is why we're mentioning it on the community updates.
Mm-hmm. Nice, I agree.
For community engagement. So let's engage people. Let's engage. Mm-hmm. Fair, you got a couple updates?
I do.
You do.
Yeah.
You do. Something about cards and DVDs.
Yeah. Okay, so the OFC, I'm going to plug this on our page as well. But so the OFC's holiday time, we're doing our fundraisers. So we have these exceptional, beautiful gift cards.
Yeah, those are nice. I saw them yesterday. I was like, whoa.
They are beautiful. And they were produced by a member of the OFC, a longtime community supporter, Leon Llewellyn. He designed them they are original from 1977.
That's amazing.
He kept them we have these vintage, beautiful black cards.
Hey.
And so basically, so we're selling those, for those who are interested in supporting. We're selling them, I think, $8.50 each, or you can get the set of six for $40. If you're an OFC member, you get the set of six for $30. We also have the Hidden Colors DVDs. Now we're liquidating those. So a lot of people don't even have DVD players anymore. Their computers don't even let us watch the DVDs. But the knowledge in the Hidden Colors series, if you have not seen any, you definitely want to peep them. All right. Mm. We have the OFC. We are one of the largest distributors of Hidden Colors in Canada. But this is our last run, guys. We are no longer reordering DVDs because they're just
obsolete.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So this is it. So for those who are interested, now is the time. They usually sell for $30 each. We're selling the full set for $100. So you could definitely take advantage. And
how much in the set?
It's 5 DVDs in the set. All right. So it's 1 to 5. We used to have 1804, The Hidden History of Haiti, but those are sold out.
Okay.
Powerful DVD. We have a couple of viewing copies where we just allow people to borrow a copy and watch it and bring it back.
They bring it back?
But the idea is just to get the knowledge out, so we're never really mad at it. But the idea is, we're definitely encouraging the people to support, check it out. We're going to plug it on the Empower Hour page. It's on the OFC page. You can check that out as well. We have our end of year celebration coming up. So December 17th, we'll talk a little bit more about it next week as well. But basically, we're really just hosting a member appreciation acknowledgement of everything we've done throughout the years. The OFC, we celebrate 10 years this year.
Ooh, amazing.
You know, yeah.
Nice.
So,
that's a nice long time.
Yeah. And we were planning all kind of awesome things, but then COVID kind of clipped us. So we're going to carry the huge things that we wanted to pull off. We're going to do them for in the spring next year, but we still have to commemorate, acknowledge our members, acknowledge our what we've done. So it's going to be an online event. We're going to have performers. We're going to have Sam I Am, who's going to perform MCD solo. We're going to have different speakers, presenters, so it's going to be fun. So we'll plug
sounds
it
like
in
a
one
great
next
time.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And just letting you guys know, in the coming weeks, so we're going to be addressing mental health
perfect.
Coming up.
Yay,
all right. So you guys definitely stay tuned to the Empower. We're going to be touching on mental health, as well as talking about strengthened melanated relationships. I think it's as you guys know, as a community builder, I'm here about building a nation. I'm really and a nation is a bunch of united families. We can't seem to come together as a community, like men and women, or however you want to come together in a relationship, if we can't do that properly, then we're kind of shot. You know
right.
what I mean?
Right. And let's highlight: relationship doesn't mean you and another partner. Relationships is your friendships, your family,
yeah, it's
your,
all
your
kinds
community.
Of relationships. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's what it is. And one thing, as we're just closing the community update segment, I want to just throw this question out to you guys, because this is a hot topic that we've been talking a lot about in terms of vaccines. What are you guys' thoughts on them? Will you be getting a vaccine or not?
You asking us, or you asking the people?
I'm asking
right. Who are you asking?
So I have it on good metaphysical authority that the vaccine.
I love that, right? Metaphysical authority. Yes.
Okay.
So we get down.
The vaccine isn't. It's not. It's nothing serious. It's not going to be anything serious. And I'm going to take it that way because, quite honestly, anything you do in life will affect you the way you perceive it. Mm-hmm. So if you perceive it in a negative fashion, it will affect you in a negative fashion. Mm-hmm. If you perceive it in a this can't touch me because I come from a higher power.
Mm-hmm.
And because, like I said, I like to travel. So if you're going to come tell me, like, I can't travel unless I take the vaccine, I'm like, all right, well, let me see go a couple of rounds first.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
A couple of rounds.
Right.
I'm not a guinea pig.
Right.
You know, I know I'm black, but I'm not a guinea pig.
Fact, talk about it.
Right.
So, and I'll try. I'll do it. I just know that my God is greater, so.
I like that. I might be the complete opposite. So I'm not really down for vaccines. I've never really been, but it's the concern that that keeps coming up in a lot of these groups is like, because people are talking about, you know, how they're going to fight getting the vaccines, and they don't want to get it. But my thing is, I don't think they're going to force vaccines. I think they're just going to make it very uncomfortable to function without it.
Yeah.
Because look at it right now. They're forcing our masks and stuff like that. But still, at the end of the day, what they've done is they control all the commerce. So what they do is they say, well, you don't have to wear your mask, but you can't come into the store without it.
So they're forcing it.
They can
enforce masks in stores. What do you think they're going to do for a vaccine?
Well,
because you have to keep in mind also, right now, Canada ordered 355 million shots of the vaccine.
You see? Yay.
A lot of people not talking about
you
this.
You see?
India ordered over 1 billion shots.
Okay.
So right now what's happening is, for everybody listening to this, I'm not into conspiracies or nothing, but it is what it is, and the facts are there. In 2008, we know that the entire shenanigan of the subprime mortgage seemed to have benefited the banks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now it's the big pharmas.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
12 years later, when it's all said and done, when we're gonna look back at this, the only people that did extremely well are obviously the GAFAs, right? So the Google, Amazon, Facebook, and Apple are gonna do well. But the pharmaceutical companies, ladies and gentlemen, are gonna do extremely well. You know why? Because the number one pimp for the pharmaceutical industry is the government.
Mm. Right.
So these governments buying these shots, do you truly think they're not going to try to use them?
Thank you.
Right.
Mm. So the difference between the shots and the mask is the shots are going to be bought by the government.
Right.
Yeah.
So if the government buys something, trust me, they're trying to send you that bill.
Yeah.
Amen.
Contrary to those
masks. Because
we're
buying it. Because we're the one paying the taxes.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
There you go. Ultimately, it's our money. That's it. Gina's right. So I think I would like to think that they're not going to. But yeah, to Farrell's point, if you're going to want to go buy food, you'll have to get like a kind of like a vaccine passport.
Yeah.
So you won't be able to go and get.
He's talking facts.
You can't take the airplane. You won't be able to take. I think they're going to push it down to even public transport.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I think you're going to have to... the schools, too.
Yep.
In Ontario, if your children don't have certain vaccines, they you can't enroll them in school.
And you know what?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's where you're going to see a big reset.
Mm.
Society, and I think people are going to... Because right now, there's just so much distrust with what's happening with the pandemic. And what people used to call conspiracists, people are coming out and saying, see? Told you. See, told you. So this whole vaccination thing, I think, is going to be the thing that... And we know the history of vaccination for black folks.
Yeah. Right?
We don't have to go into Tuskegee experiment where they gave syphilis to black folks by telling them that they were going to get medication.
Literally. Thank you.
So I'm not sure about that one.
Yeah. So, and like right now, I guess we just have to be vigilant as a community. Like, and Tiggy just said it's like a massive reset. So the same way, I guess, society is doing the reset, as conscious individuals, we want to be prepared. It could be time for us to start rebuilding what we want as well. Rebuilding the world that we want to see in the way we want to see it, you know? So we could plant that seed, put it out into the universe, just kind of feel that, because right now we're just looking at what's happening, and I don't want us to be spectators. I want us to be involved, engaged, but be thinking ahead. That's why the OFC, like, things that we're looking to invest in is land, just to make sure we have access to our own food, water, shelter, things like that, just so that we have that peace of mind, just in case, you know. So it is prevention is better than cure, like I like to say. Mm-hmm. So
that was a lot of the updates this morning.
Yo, there's a lot going on, you know what I mean?
So
it's the time. So with no further ado, though, this, we could take a musical break and give a big shout out to our resident DJ Bobby Payne.
Bobby Payne.
Another musical mix. Let me see. Pharaoh on the ones and twos. Let's see. Wait, is this it?
This is DJ Bobby Payne, and I got a couple minutes to just rock you with some music right now. M City Solo. Stand up, man. Let's go.
Oh, Lord. Yeah.
Hate to see you shine. Yeah, I see you talking shit online. Yeah, today I got some time. Why you always broken, hella dusty? How you got so much to say, but you never ever pay? Maybe you should shut the fuck up. You ain't about shit, but you hating on the come up.
Hit up.
Another Montreal artist goes by the name of Prince Akeem. Thing called Odell Beckham.
Hey, call me selfish. I just wanna make sure that you mind no one else's. Drive it crazy, you know how to make me jealous. Maybe your intentions anytime you want attention. Hidden folders in my phone, never share what you send me. Privacy is gold, we too old for being messy. Come and spread it, let me stretch you out. Hot yoga sessions, got you sweating. Oh girl, I find it sexy. Do it for me, throw it at me. Watch me catch it. Do it for me, throw it at me. Don't regret it. Do it for me, throw it at me. Watch me catch it. One handed, Odell Beckham like I'm Odell Beckham. Do it for me, throw it at me. Watch me catch it. Do it for me, throw it at me. Don't regret it. Do it for me, throw it at me. Watch me catch it. One handed, Odell Beckham like I'm Odell Beckham.
Years go by where we at right now. Though we might be able to relax right now. Pressure on me whenever I'm flat. They come back right now. Right. Put the fire on the fucking wax right now. Right. She want all the eggs and one batch right now. But right now. I can't risk that right now. No, the city on fire, that's cause of me and Jack. Huh? 50 dudes got the city loose, going platinum. Spit the truth in the booth, give it to the fandom. It's some boo, I gotta make these anthems. Yeah.
Killing it on the ones and twos. DJ Bobby Payne.
Got me thinking, babe. Tell me if you with it, cause I'm with it, babe. I haven't heard from you and I'm in it, babe. Just tell me what to do and I get it, babe. Gucci and Prada.
Trip deep crib in the middle of the night. I don't let you miss me cause I put it down right, babe. I can put you on a flight. You know that it like me can change your life, oh, babe. Everything you do's amazing.
I guess I'm even now. I woke up in a black, got everything so I can see it now. I'm on that demon time, it's only right I cop the Hellcat. They always see me where it hurt, but this time I felt that. Why I gotta prove myself to bitches that I'm better than? As if I wasn't at radio stations going super saiyan. As if this nobody isn't everything they buying in this gun. Didn't shoot me and they picking sides. I'll be back. I'm about to go crazy. I ain't pulling up, less than four finna pay me. Bitch, I'm the shit, and I ain't gotta prove it. Finna go dumb shit, these four think I'm stupid. I'm about to go crazy.
ain't teaching me no new shit. Yeah. Do you know who you dealing with? Hank Victor, but kill shit. Hollow jet just to buy a car, 100 flies on a dealership. Long legs, he intimidated. Amazon, I'm elevated. Little people make little people. Stallions breed prize babies. Eat it up for a while, baby. Buck on it, I'm wild, baby. High scale, let's take it there. I knew you was a crybaby. Bust that wide. Let him adventure inside. If my was a beach, he get swept up by the tide. Any time I let hit it, they know Stally is a vibe. If I wasn't such a player, probably be somebody's wife.
Killing it on the ones and twos. DJ Bobby Payne.
Hold on. Drink freely. Holla at me if you need me. Baby, you should enjoy yourself. Boy, stuff need no help. They say fly girls have more fun. So what? So you should enjoy yourself. Yeah, yeah. You should enjoy yourself. This is all full of trap. Strap. If the ops run up in the, we gon' clap. Woo. Some slack, fuck it, felt like a fat. Shopping up in Saks Fifth with a couple actors to get Christian Dior. I be all up in the stores. Young, I can buy you what you want. She got a fat, shorty shaped like Serena. Long hair, brown eyes, shorty look like Selena.
This is DJ.
Shorty said that she was Puerto Rican. Well, like Katrina. Oh, 210 on the dashboard. Shorty, be clear what you ask for. Cause you got that get right, mama. And I gotta get my baby. Listen, I don't want no problems. I just want my baby. You don't gotta put your cup down. Hold on, drink freely. And holla at me if you need me. Baby, you should enjoy yourself. Boy, stuff need no help. They say fly girls have more fun. So what? So you should enjoy yourself. Yeah, yeah.
Killing it on the ones and twos. DJ Bobby Payne.
Yes.
The ad-libs, though?
Yes.
The ad-libs are not about.
I hear jamming.
Turn up my microphone, please.
Yeah. I'm ripping the ones and twos. So, yeah. So, just very quick. One thing that I forgot to mention within the community updates was we're going to be starting a series, all right, over the next 5 weeks. And this was something I feel that was given to me by the Spirit. That I have to share with people, because the idea came to me and I was like, "What do you mean five part series?" I was like, "This doesn't mean five Thursdays in a month." But there is this month.
Funny. Ooh.
That's when I was like, "Oh, hey. You said a spirit works." Ooh. So anyway, I'm planting it out there, but it's about us coming to understand who and what we are. So every week we're just going to talk a little bit about we're going to do our 4 W's and H. Okay. So we're going to, this week, I'm putting it out there. How are you?
Ah, yes.
Okay. So how are you? I want you to feel that because it's right now we're going through a lot as a people. And like Gino was saying, speak your truth. Like, how are you genuinely feeling?
How are you feeling?
Okay. Yeah. And I want you to resonate in that. Like, and honestly, if you're not feeling 100%, there's a reason for that. Mm. Okay. Go ahead.
No, because we do something as Canadians. Actually, maybe just people in general. It's like, hey, how's it going? How are you? And you're not
naturally
asking.
Say good.
Yeah, you're not saying. Mm-hmm. It's basically a very long hi.
You're right.
Yeah.
How are you doing? So, yeah, but you're barely listening to the answer, and the person is just almost like auto-responding.
Automatically, yeah. Because right. Someone's like, you know, I'm not doing so good. The person will be like, oh, what? No, that's not.
Yeah, exactly. That's something I was expecting. Going. Exactly.
So, what? Okay, yeah. So that's what it is. And so it is, I want us to vibe on that and just be honest with ourselves and think about how are you really feeling, okay? And just know if you're
like
not, and if you're not resonating, you're not feeling 100%, there's a reason for it. Mm. And on a spiritual level, it's because your spirit is trying to get you to acknowledge things. It's trying to get you to do things. But your physical and your mind is going against it, so you're kind of swimming upstream, so it's not comfortable, and so you're not feeling awesome. But we're going to be deep diving over the next couple of weeks, so this is just the first layer. How are you feeling?
How you feel? Well, I'm feeling good because it's Coffee Conversations time. So you guys ready? That's how I'm feeling. I'm feeling good.
Love it.
Anyway, so this one is all about loyalty. Let me ask the room, on a scale of 1 to 10, how loyal do you feel you guys are?
Loyal to?
Well, period. As a loyal person. Not,
that's a good question, though.
How loyal? How loyal do you guys think you guys are? Like, on just on a scale of everything.
Nine.
So, brand loyalty to my pockets, 100%.
Mm. Okay.
People loyalty, it don't get no loyal.
Mm.
T?
You don't get
he looked at her like she was some kind of gangster.
Don't get more loyal.
Okay, Terry, how loyal are you on a 100% like spectrum? Do you feel?
I think I'm like 85% loyal.
85%.
Mm-hmm.
What's the rest? Why are we missing the rest?
Because I don't think I've always been loyal.
Okay, that's an honest answer.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm 100% loyal, and I'll tell you guys why. Okay, so I'm on camera, but you guys can't see. So I have an eyebrow lady, right? I feel like I'm looking like Bert right now because, you know, she wasn't available to do my eyebrows this week, so I put the hair in front of my eyes. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is, somebody else offered when I went to the place to do my eyebrows to say, oh, I could do it for you, Trish, because they know me very well. But I stuck to that one eyebrow lady. I said, listen, I'm going to decide to look like Bert this week because I know she's coming back next week. So I have some scenario questions for you guys to ask you. How loyal are you?
Okay.
You guys ready?
Ready.
All righty. So the first question is, your barber or your hairdresser, they raised their price for a haircut. Right?
Yeah.
But there's a new barber or hairdresser down the street who is advertising haircuts and all those styles for 15% less. Are you A, going to your barber or your hairdresser still, or are you trying out the new place for 15% less?
I'm drinking to stay with my barber.
That's you. Yes, you drink if you stay. Gina?
I'm absolutely staying. I did the mistake once.
Okay.
My girl cut off 5 inches of my hair.
Okay.
My mom said she was going to she was gonna burn up the place. She was more upset than me.
Okay.
You stay loyal to
So you're staying loyal, yeah. Thierry?
I'm staying.
You're staying loyal to your peoples? You got to drink to that. So if there were those of you who stay loyal to your people, drink to that. I'm going to drink to that too because, as you see, again, I look like Bert. So next scenario. The last time you ate at your favorite Caribbean restaurant, you found the rice a little stale. The rice and peas were a little stale.
I like that.
Okay. Drink up if you are going back there to let them know what's up, or if the next time you want Caribbean food, you just cook it yourself.
Well, it's funny, actually. I got this scenario from Thierry on one of his posts.
Okay.
In terms of, if it's just not good, don't blacklist the business.
So you're going back, is what you're saying.
Go and let them know. Let them know. So that they could do better.
Everyone at the table is going to let them know?
Yeah, I go my favorite Haitian spot. The last time, I was like, okay, some of these peas are a little burnt, and it's okay, you had an off day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Still hands down the best, and I still go back to them.
Okay.
Every day.
Yeah, I don't believe in boycotting black businesses. I tell them, and if they don't get better, then...
And okay, so now let's just give you guys an extend on that. You tell them again, okay? You go back, now it's the curry chicken that's no good.
Mm.
What are we doing? Because curry is something that really messes with your stomach, and you can't eat it from and with everybody.
Right.
Right? So let's say you go back there, you tell them about the rice and peas burned, but now it's the curry chicken that's not so good. It's not so fresh.
Mm.
How are we dealing with that? Because that's a food that's a little bit more intense.
And now this is the second time, same restaurant?
Absolutely. How loyal are you?
I'm still going to be loyal. I'll be honest.
Really?
Yeah. I will bring it up. Okay.
Okay.
I'm so loyal. I'll actually have a conversation with the owner. Pull me aside. Be like, last week thing was kind of this week the curry's kind of So, you know better? All right.
Just fix it up. Okay,
well,
Gina?
Well, here's the thing. To get loyalty, especially brand loyalty from me, it means there's a certain level of consistency of when I come and visit.
Right, right.
So if I had all this loyal time and now we just have two off moments, we have a conversation.
Okay.
These are my two first time visiting. I didn't even build up the loyalty yet.
True, facts.
Right.
I didn't
right.
And now it's what? Just like, I don't think you guys can cook.
Okay,
and so
got you.
I'm not coming here.
T?
I don't believe in boycotting. So I will, to a fault... go back. Listen, how many times you go to Starbucks and you get shitty coffee, but yet you're always back there?
Right, so, right, but you're always back there. Okay.
Yeah. I don't do Starbucks, but no. I hear what you're saying.
I don't do Starbucks either.
I do Tim Hortons and sometimes
I do Tim Hortons or McDonald's
and
coffee, which I have in front of me. That's not a plug.
Bagels are cold, all kind of things.
Exactly.
The bagels give me acid reflux. I don't do Tim
For
Hortons.
For what? Starbucks?
No, Tim Hortons.
Tim Hortons. Oh, okay. I don't want to talk about it with these people. Okay, true or false? Nobody cooks better than your mother.
False.
My mom says that I became the better cook.
T?
False. My mom's a terrible cook.
Yeah, I know. Shit, I wouldn't went that far. God damn.
My mom's a little white French lady. She could bake. She could bake.
I was not expecting that.
My mom.
So if you guys are out there, drink if you find it true that your mom is nobody cooks better than your mom, or don't drink. I have to drink. Nobody cooks better than my mommy.
Nah, me. I come to the pub, yo. The food is
nobody That's cooks better than my mommy. That's what I will say.
And I love the Haitian women that are working at the Canteen Bergs. Like, I love the risotto over there.
Okay, so would you guys have the gall?
I think I called her mom the other day. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay. Have you guys told your mothers that somebody cooks better than them?
No. My mom told me.
Okay,
my
your mom actually me, yeah. let you know.
My mom told me that I surpassed. She's still the teacher.
Okay, so I have a response, and it says, false, my daddy was a boss in the kitchen.
Okay.
Hey. My father, that's what somebody said.
Father, my father's culinary extent was boiled eggs and beans.
Okay.
He wasn't fire. He ate for fuel, not for fun.
Okay, right. Last question on the loyalty docket. You're a mechanic, so you got a squeaking sound on your car. And when you went to the mechanic last week, he said it was nothing. But now you're driving down St. Pierre here, and it's making that squeaking sound again. Mm. Are you headed back to your mechanic to say, hey, listen, John, you need to fix this? Or are you going to the big name ones because, you know, you think that John didn't see that squeaking sound problem?
I'm sticking loyal.
You're That's, staying loyal? Yeah, okay, yeah. Perfect.
I have a garage right at the corner of my house, practically, and I drive mad far to go to my garage. Okay. Like, this loyal. Yeah.
Yo, G?
100%. Because, by the way, the big brands overcharge.
They do, man.
I brought my car because my car is still under warranty.
Okay.
So there's things I need to bring there, and they're just like, oh, your wipers aren't working really well. I was like, they're working just fine. Give me my car back.
Yeah, thanks.
You're trying me right now.
Right, exactly.
But when it came down to changing the brakes, you know I left there. I was like, okay. They're like, oh, your brakes, they're going to cost X amount of dollars. I was like, are they?
Are That's they? Okay, great. Bye. Thank you.
I went
you.
Back to my
your person.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. T?
I don't own a car.
Okay.
I walk everywhere.
Okay.
But when I owned the car, it was electric, so I didn't really have a mechanic.
Look at you. Look at you saving the planet.
I love
Captain
it.
Captain Titty.
I didn't have to go.
He's a hero. Want to bring down to zero. Hey.
I like it.
So that's me. I'm pretty loyal. That's what I'm saying. If it were me, I am going back to my mechanic, too, because my mechanic is my father. So me and my dad would have a big old conversation, but that's what I... But are you guys willing to, like, females and males, are you guys willing to go with a bad haircut or bad eyebrows in my case just to be loyal to the person that always does your services for you?
My person never does a bad job.
Okay, so you are willing to.
But I do have a couple of different hairdressers depending on what I do. Like, I have a braider, I have someone who cuts my hair, and then otherwise I do my hair. But like,
I can't lie, I've switched up on barbers.
Did you feel bad by doing that?
No.
You didn't feel bad?
I always told him once, told him twice. I give people
three chances, and then they're out. Okay, cool. What was the reason, if you don't mind me asking, that you switched?
They busted my head up.
They gave you a ball patch? Or they gave
Not
you a Mr.
Patch.
T?
They push a hairline back?
What'd they give you, Mr. T?
I don't understand how you just consistent and then suddenly you just drop off like that. So I just had to go.
You're going through things in life.
Right? Right, Farrell, your last words, brother, on loyalty?
I need a hug.
To your people, bad haircut or COVID what's up?
Yeah, no, I'm definitely getting a bad haircut multiple times. I'm keeping loyal. Like, and the thing...
Really?
But guys, I'm loyal to the cause. I'm loyal, like, I make sure my dollars stay within the melanated community.
But it can still stay in the community.
It can still stay in the community. But what if you go to your barber and he gives you a Mr. T? And you have dreads, sir. You have dreads. What are you going
push
to
the
do?
Line back.
Yo, I'm going back.
You can go back to the barber shop,
I'm going back to the barber. We're going to have a couple conversations.
You might have a couple free haircuts.
Exactly. Or you may just be bald. Is that what you want? It's cold. It's winter.
Guys, I'm wearing a toque.
Anyways, next stuff. World news.
Do we have time? Yeah, we have time for maybe one or two world news. First world news I want to dive in, Russell Westbrook is headed to Washington, ladies and gentlemen, and John Wall is moving to Houston Rockets in a significant swap of point guards, one an MVP, the other one number one overall draft pick just this week. So I want to know what people feel like. Go on our Facebook page. Do you think it's a good trade? For those of you who watch basketball, Russell Westbrook used to be with OKC and Kevin Durant. John Wall has always been with the Washington Wizards. Now, we touched on this also in world news, but more like national news. Canada just announced, our prime minister, shout out to JT, announced more money, meaning more taxes. Y'all gonna pay for this. Don't make it free money. Announced $77 billion. Now, let me tell you something, black folks. We are about 2% of the population. A little bit under 2%. You guys are going to get some of that bill. You might not get some of that stimulus money, but you will pay for it. All right? So make sure you talk to your MPs and make sure to ask them, what have you done for me lately? All right? And Britain just approved Pfizer coronavirus vaccine, and they're actually the first country to use it. That is how desperate we are.
Wow.
Britain, it became the first country in the world to approve the Pfizer BioNTech coronavirus vaccine candidate Wednesday, with the government announcing the shot will be rolled out the country across beginning early of next week. So watch out, people. Probably coming to Canada near you. And that is all for world news.
Wow. So, this week we're hitting a pretty heavy topic. It's not pretty heavy. It's still on the topic of money. We talked briefly last week about, we've touched on it a couple of times, the $221 million.
Yep. So the $221 million, ladies and gentlemen, the funding for the ecosystem building, all right, is out. So let me tell you what that means. If you have a nonprofit, you are now officially entering the biggest and most important content to get access to entrepreneurial black funding. There is $53 million across Canada that is available, so you can apply for this. And what this means is you are applying for funding for your nonprofit to potentially serve black entrepreneurs. Let's say in Quebec or in Montreal, you have a nonprofit and you feel like you could deliver proper support for black entrepreneurs, you have to come up with a plan on how you could do this.
Is it a business plan they have to come up with?
Not a business plan.
Okay.
It's basically a call to proposals. You have to come up with a proposal that shows that you have the capacity, the means, and the team, or that you're able to build the team to service the black community in the next 4 years. Mm-hmm. That is $53 million over 4 years across the country. And we can expect at least anywhere between 10 to 15 million to come to Quebec alone.
Nice.
So that's a lot of money. It's out there. If you have a nonprofit, go out there and apply for it. Second part, you have until January 21st to apply for the Knowledge Hub. The Knowledge Hub is basically a digital way that the government has seen into collecting data regarding black entrepreneurs as well as black economics. So once again, if you feel like you have a nonprofit that is most likely ready and has the capacity to collect race-based data, more particularly black data on entrepreneurs over the next 4 years, this fund is a $5 million
nice.
Fund. Nice. All right? So you're talking about a $1.2 million a year across the country, and they are going to pick one lucky winner.
What's the criteria, though, to being like a nonprofit? Do you have to have certain things in place in order to apply for this?
Correct. So your nonprofit has to obviously have been in place. You can't just say, hey, I'm going to start
one. Exactly. For how long, though? Like, how long does it have to be?
I believe it's at least 6 months.
Okay.
Six months. You also have to have a history in adjudicating funds from the government.
Okay.
So you can't just come out of nowhere.
Right.
And if you don't have these kind of criteria, here's what I could advise you guys to do. Partner up with a nonprofit that does.
Mm-hmm.
And the last part of the Knowledge Hub, which is very, very important, it has to be affiliated with either a university or a CGEP. So you actually have to write a proposal which shows that you will be able to not just collect, but develop innovative ways to support the black entrepreneurial ecosystem across the country, and you have to have the buy-in from, let's say, a Concordia, a McGill University, a Vanier College. Some form of school has to support your project.
So what would you say would be like the best approach to actually go to those schools? What would you say? How would they do
excellent
it?
Excellent question. Excellent question. So I would say first you draft your proposal.
Mm-hmm.
Then you go, we talked about network.
Right.
You go in your network and you start to pitch your proposal to you, to scholars, teachers, professors, potential dean, assistant deans.
Mm-hmm.
Go into your network and look out for these people that can support your view.
Right.
But the first thing I would say about the last part, which is the Knowledge Hub, I doubt that people are going to get there by themselves. I could potentially see this being a couple of community organizers and nonprofits getting together in order to disseminate this. So remember, teamwork makes the dream work.
Right.
That is
one last question. For people who don't know, right, what makes a good pitch in your eyes?
A great pitch is something, in my opinion, that has a lot of emotion.
Okay.
A lot of passion.
Okay.
And a lot of data and facts.
Absolutely.
So based on emotion, passion, and data and facts. Usually a great pitch also is less than 10 pages.
Okay.
Most people come up with massive decks and pages. I see it all the time.
Yes.
I want you guys to look this up. K-A-W-A. Kawasaki model.
Okay.
K-A-W-A-S-A-K-I. Kawasaki model.
And it's what's that?
The Kawasaki model is actually a teacher and an ex-CEO of a lot of big companies, and he used to work at Apple.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually the guy that Steve Jobs used to use for all his pitch deck.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So anytime Steve Jobs had some big presentation to make to his investors, to the shareholders, to even the company, mm-hmm. he would use the Kawasaki model.
Nice.
The Kawasaki model is based around 9 or 10 pages. The what, where, when, who, what, why kind of a pitch. And it's a straight to the line kind of model. It's a template that you could use for any pitch that you're making.
That's amazing. What's up. That's very good. That's very good information. So, people need that.
So now, as we're in business and we're talking funding and different things like that, we said it would be fun to speak to some of the businesses within the community.
Let's go.
Plus, it's holiday time. You know, so we said, let's reach out to some of the businesses that we have in the community to know what... First of all, what they have going on, but what would they do with $250,000?
Hey.
So let's see. All right, let's test this out. So I think we have our first caller on the line. Let's mic check. Tara, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Awesome. Welcome to the Empower Hour.
Thank you very much. Grand Rising, everyone.
Thank
amazing,
you.
Amazing. What is your business? And we're going to put a clock of 60 seconds where you could pitch. What would you do with the $250,000 that JT... Not Justin Timberlake. Justin Trudeau is a black Canadian. So ready when you are. Tell us your business first and foremost, and then afterwards we're going to start the clock.
Perfect. My name is Tara Lee Gooding, and I'm the proud owner of a company that just happens to be small, and her name is Precious Delights. I basically am a crafter. I'm a jack of all trades. I do soaps, cards, bath bombs. I make bookmarks, keychains, etc. So what I'm doing now for the end of 2020 and going into 2021 is I'm starting a line of people of color stationery. So planners, journals, notebooks, stickers, bookmarks, etc. So, because I was doing events before for crafters and artisans. Because of COVID, I can't do that anymore. Mm. So I decided to flip things around.
Nice.
Now
good. With the 25,000.
Wait. We're going to start. We're going to start the clock.
Oh, okay.
She's anxious.
She knows what she's talking about, so that's why she's anxious.
Ready.
Go, sis. Get it.
Somebody told me JT listens to us every morning. So.
Hey.
All right. So ready when you are, all right? We're going to give you a countdown. Farrell, ready? All right, Tara, you got 60 seconds. Make sure your pitch is nice. I would highly advise that you state your case in about 10, 15 seconds and say what exactly are you going to do with these funds, all
perfect.
Right? Five, four, three, two, one, your time.
So, JT, if I got that $250,000, I'd like to have a communal location for artisans and crafters to get together and be able to do their trades. This way, we can also help our youth formulate some small businesses themselves. And with our youth, they learn by seeing and doing.
Facts.
So $250,000 can procure a nice location for a variety of artisans, crafters, vendors, and whoever else to come and just be able to do their thing.
Hmm. Woo! 30
Yay.
Seconds.
30 seconds. Wow. Good. So she probably gets an extra 50K for that. Awesome. Tara, I think JT just heard you, and I think it's a great idea. Just quickly before we let you go and we go to the next call, how would you... Because you talked about a space, but how would you pivot that into digital, into COVID times?
Well, there would be a rotation, a schedule in regards to who would be able to go and what and do what they need to do. And if it's a big enough space, of course, it would be sectioned off, right?
Gotcha.
So if we have a nice location that had different offices, everybody would have their own little space. So painters can have one section. People who do paper crafts can have another section. Anybody that uses like an engraver or laser machine can have another section. There would be a schedule.
Love it. Thank you so much.
We plugged your page on our Empower Hour. So anybody who wants to get in contact with Tara, she is on our page. You can check her out. Thank you, Tara.
Thank you. Have a blessed day.
Thank you so much, everyone. Have a blessed.
Hello. Up next.
Hello.
Comment ça va?
Yeah.
Good, my brother. So introduce yourself. Oh, did I just?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, my friend.
Good.
My name is Camille Lagueux. I'm a core team member of the platform called Shore Banker.
Okay.
We were founded a couple of years ago to cater for the underbanked, and underserved within Africa and diaspora.
Okay.
We are a next generation tech team poised to bring in app, super app, for secure remote commerce, remittance, payment, marketplace, bank as a service to Africa and diaspora.
Wow.
Amazing. You sound like you just read that.
Though. Yes. And it sounds like a lot.
Sounds like you read your website about us.
Okay. So, all right. So, awesome. So, now, so it's basically like a banking platform, and it sounds like a super app that you're developing.
So sure. It's something that we have put all in one. Mm-hmm. So you can have in one place something like a social media, okay, and social network, secure remote commerce, banking, a marketplace that you can buy and sell something from your home or from where you are.
I love
without
that.
Having any problem of security, of control, and all these things.
Amazing. Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. And how would you do with the $250,000? We're going to start the clock. You got 60 seconds to talk
go
to Justin
ahead,
Trudeau, all right? Ready?
Sure.
Set?
Yeah.
Go.
The $250,000, we want to use this money to have the licensing, you know, to run a banking, you need to have a license. So this amount would allow us to approve the license that we already have pre-approved for.
Oh, okay.
So you would use the $250,000 to get a banking license, if I understand.
Yeah.
It sounds expensive for a banking license. Maybe I'm ignorant about it. Could you educate us quickly? How much is a banking license? 250K?
It depends of the jurisdiction that you apply for.
Let's say
for
Canada,
example, here,
Quebec.
Here in Canada, you need at least 2.5 million.
So you need $2.5 million in securities, but so then the $250,000 would not be enough.
No, that is just a part because we already pay the other part before. So this is a second installment that we are going
all
to
right.
pay.
All right. Awesome. Thank you. Love the idea. I'm looking forward to seeing that super app. Thank you, brother.
Sure.
And we plugged it on our page.
You're welcome. Thank you very much to have me online.
Thank you.
One more?
I think we have time for one more.
One more. We got 5 minutes. One more.
All right.
Oh, we're calling this person. We're actually calling them. Look at that.
Dope.
Yes.
Hey, all right. Brother Roots.
Yes, how you doing?
Very good, very good. Okay, so you're on the clock. So go ahead, Chili, run it.
Describe your business first and foremost. Tell us what it's about in a 20 seconds max, and then we're going to start the clock 60 seconds to pitch on what you would do with the $250,000 from the Black Entrepreneurial Program.
All right.
Start now, because you have a minute.
Yep.
Roots?
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead. We're listening to you. You're live. That's you're on air.
Oh, okay. All right. So, okay. So, what I'll do with the... I'll start first with what I'll do with the $250,000. So, first, that would be hiring, like, other young people in the community to, you know, doing my marketing.
Okay.
So my advertising in the street, hiring a street team. But now there's like with the COVID and stuff, but, you know, I will hire them to do it on the internet most of it. And then, I'll do like locative amelioration and my warehouse and the business because we have, you know, our own space. So we're doing different activities. So I will do locative amelioration for sure.
Okay.
And, so that will allow us to have more variety of, equipment and not services, but we have more varieties of,
brother.
You know, objects that we can provide.
And tell us what business are you in?
Sorry?
And your business?
Your business.
Yeah, I'm in the printing business and shoes customizing.
Okay.
So we customize shoes, we're doing t-shirt printing, and we're doing business cards, you know, all type of printing.
All right.
That is what we're doing.
All right, brother. Thank
Amazing.
You so much. Thank you for calling
thank
in.
Thank you, and I'll plug it on the Empower Hour.
All right, thank you.
Perfect.
All right, so people, let me tell you something. We just got a couple of pitches, okay? They were not impressive. And I'm giving us as a community, as far as business pitch goes.
Well, Tara's is good. I find Tara came correct.
Just, yeah, she did, but
he's giving them a challenge because he feels like he believes in them a little bit more.
I'm giving it a 6 on 10.
Okay, and that's still a passing grade.
Still a passing grade.
But absolutely.
Here's what you need to do when you're pitching. First and foremost, you have to have confidence in your pitch.
Amen.
Which Tara had. You have to come prepared, which mm-hmm. the second person did not have and the third person did not have. Mm-hmm. And you have to know your damn business.
Mm. Okay.
How come we had somebody read off of their about section from their website?
Mm,
guys, if you are going to come for $250,000 on a $221 million federal government fund, do not make us as a community look bad.
Mm.
Think about this. This money's invested in you.
Amen.
With our taxpaying dollars, and a lot of people are banking that we're going to lose it. So make sure that when you have a pitch, you have it down packed, and make sure that if you borrow this money, because it is loans, that you are going to multiply it. We do not need to just take that money and lose it. We need to take that money, create more jobs and more opportunities for our youth, for our black women, and more importantly, for the entire community.
Amen.
So, kings and queens, this was the Empower Hour on CKUT 90.3 FM. Anything else before we leave? Pharaoh.
Well, that was an exceptional show. I am so grateful to life again and to the ancestors. And I like that part you just dropped here. I think every week we should be giving our business community some tips.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah.
I like that. Trish, what about you? Anything?
Just follow me on All Things Miss Trish and get your melanin t-shirt.
Awesome. The reason why we got these funds, guys, check out thecolorsofcovid.com. Thecolorsofcovid.com. We are collecting race-based data to make sure we pressure our governments to give us more funding. So like I was saying, you guys joined us at the Empower Hour.
What's the matter? Is everything all right? That's okay. I've got just the right thing for you. CKUT 90.3
Bidding a good morning to you all, I'm Jerry Goodfriend, welcoming you to Folk Directions, a program of music based in and influenced by tradition, here on CKUT Radio, 90.3 FM in Montreal, streamed and archived on the World Wide Web at ckutfolk.com.